Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Do you think he's going to come back?
Did you see that storm? I'm not very hopeful.
He's not dead. I'd have felt it if he was dead.
Yeah, me too, but maybe less.
I still can't believe what he did to you.
Yeah, well, he unmade the universe or whatever, so pick your hills to die on.
This is a pretty big hill.
A very big hill.
Has anyone seen Beth?
Not since the storm. She was there 1 minute and then poof, gone.
It does seem like a pretty bad sign.
Yes, when we all remembered who we were, it was pretty clear that Beth is...
dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... what do we do?
We carry on as before and look for a way out. What else can we do?
Oh, we could go to them. Get them to fix whatever's gone wrong. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Anna, Sam's the one that put us here. None of us were there when everything went wrong. We don't know what happened, what frame of mind he'll be in if we go to him.
Arlo is right. We have to assume that something's gone wrong and Sam's different now, especially as Oliver's not come back.
Exactly. We have no idea what they've been getting up to, even if Oliver is alive.
I can't stay here, you know.
Why not?
Well, if I do, this whole world is going to unravel, isn't it? Because you were right when you said people will wake up and realise it's not reality.
Oh, but it's very beautiful. And the ground is very soft. Oh, I could sleep here forever.
I would keep you in this garden forever if I could. I'd make the sun soft for you. I'd make the trees bleed honey. I'd do anything for you.
What happens if we leave the garden?
Honestly, I don't know. I remembered remembering the past. Gosh, that's confusing to say, but it always ended here. It always ended with me in the garden alone. To be honest, I was pretty thin on the details there anyway. Didn't know anything about realities collapsing.
You'll still be like this.
Like what? God?
Only godlike. You're a monster too, remember?
Aren't all gods?
Maybe. But the question still stands.
I'm pretty sure I'm just this powerful now, wherever I go. But I'm not sure it's permanent.
What does that mean?
I mean, I honestly don't know. You told me that everyone was going to wake up and see this place as it really is. And I don't know what will happen when they do. I'm telling them stories. It only works if they believe them. It's already fracturing, and there's only a handful of you who've woken up so far. It's not about the details. It's about believing. It's about joining in. The librarian was right. As soon as people realise they're just part of a story they're being told about themselves, and it's only a matter of time before they try to change it. And they can. I can't stop them. Not all of them. I just can't. And the thing is, I remember things now. I remember being a kid, knowing the future, but not understanding it. And the strangest part of it all, when I was still a child, I could remember the end. And I think when you're a kid, everything feels more straightforward. You think it's going to happen, and then you make it happen because you thought it would. There's only one path to walk. I saw the future and I thought, that's it. And it didn't even occur to me to even think that maybe it wasn't, that maybe it doesn't have to be. The funny thing about Arcanism is that people say it's about trying to know what can't be known, but it isn't really. It's about trying to put the future into the box of the present. It's all about trimming down possibilities so you know what the future will be. It's better for them to know what's coming, even if what's coming is bad. They keep the train on the rails, even if they know it's going to mow down everyone they love if they don't change the tracks, because the unknown is more frightening. But, I don't know, maybe it doesn't have to be. Maybe trying to pen in your fears with stories about how they work makes them stronger, because you keep telling yourself over and over that you're afraid, so you are. Maybe sometimes you're trying to add more details to a story to try and make it work better, because if you pull back and look at the whole thing together, you know it's not going to work. Maybe thinning down the people you share your fears and hopes with to the smallest number possible to try and keep them contained doesn't help. Maybe living like that is designed to keep you safe from the unknown, but doesn't keep you safe from anything else. Maybe that way always makes things worse. Maybe it's supposed to. Better the devil you know, they say, but is it? What if you tell them no, and find out there doesn't have to be a devil at all? I'm not worried that I don't know what happens when I leave the garden, because I know what happens if we don't. And knowing those people will suffer from our inaction is worse than not knowing what will happen next.
I suppose you're right. We have to go.
We? No, just me. You are not going anywhere.
What? You can't expect me to stay behind.
Have you not noticed, sweet creature, that you're different here? Softer?
I'm not Major Arcana anymore. Sam?
You never wanted that. It was forced on you. I don't want you to be mine like that. So when I made this place, I just unpicked the knot. You're free.
But, it sounds like, that means I can die.
Yeah, it does. So you're staying here.
You can't make me.
I can, actually. My sweet little mortal. I love you. I'm coming back. I'll see you soon.
Sam, wait.
Hello? Hello? Who's there? Well, that's just rude, isn't it? Where'd you all go?
Sam?
Beth?
Sam!
Oh, thank God you're all right.
You too! I was worried when Oliver went marching up that hill, you know, and... Hang on. I'm going to have to back up a bit. You ended the world.
Only a little bit.
What does that even mean?
I didn't really end it so much as just stopped it. I don't know, really. It just sort of happened.
How can you not know?
I don't know, do I? I just don't.
Right. Where are we? I was with Anna and Kitty and everyone, and then I just wasn't.
Well... I think we're in the space between spaces. The idea was that I'd make this place and everyone would be happy, give everyone their own perfect slice of carefully controlled unreality. But that means those unrealities have borders. There's always going to be a place where one unreality touches another. That place, that junction, it's a thing. Maybe it's like a gutter where all the runoff goes.
And I'm the runoff. Wow, Thanks. I'm flattered.
No, you're not. But because you're a ghost, you're less tethered somehow. I've found this with the others too. You're liable to drift, like a leaf on a stream. Living people are more like sprouts. They've got roots which hook them down. Ghosts are a little more, I don't know, liable to drifting, I guess. It's taken a few tweaks to get everything to this point, and I still don't really...
A few tweaks?
I've been by myself for a while, so it's kind of hard to try and explain it.
Sam, how long have we been here?
Technically, time doesn't exist in this space.
But if it did?
It doesn't, so don't worry about it.
How many times have you started this again?
If I told you I'd lost count, would you believe me?
Yeah, actually I would.
I really was just trying to make everyone happy, you know?
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, thanks.
So, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, Oliver came and tried to stab me and pointed out everything was disintegrating again, but actually managed to talk some sense into me. It doesn't seem to matter how I make this place, what I do for people, how I manage the responses they have to it. It doesn't seem to last, and it seems to last less and less every time I try, like the fabric is getting worn or something.
Is that possible?
I don't know. The arcane is made of threads, sort of, but they aren't actually threads, you know? That's just what I'm calling it. So I don't know if it can be exhausted. Theoretically, we can go on existing in this tiny, infinite slice of reality forever. Theoretically.
But...
Well, nobody knows what will happen if you try that. And theory just assumes perfect conditions. And perfect conditions don't exist.
They sure don't.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. And that's fine. Because I'm going to do something.
And what about the man in the flat cap? Didn't he want you to end the world so he could move into a higher plane of existence or whatever?
Yeah, he did. And I haven't done that. He's... connected to here somehow.
What? How?
Because this place is the arcane and he's part of it. A weird abstracted little part, but a part of it all the same, right? So yes, he's kind of here.
Are you gonna stop him?
Isn't stopping him exactly what he wants?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know either. And like I said, I don't know what I'm gonna do, and that's okay, because it'll be something.
But what if it's not enough?
Then it's not enough. It'll still be all I have. It'll still be what I did. And the alternative is doing nothing or repeating the same mistake over and over until it eventually dissolves into sludge.
Is that what's going to happen to this place then?
If you're asking whether I know for certain that's going to happen, then no, I don't know. How could I? Nobody could know that, could they? We're in the realms of theory now. So we just have to wait and see.
So, those are the options then. Wait around to see if everything melts, or try to do something you don't understand without any idea as to whether it'll work.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. Just checking.
Cool.
Anna, what are you doing?
Looking.
For what?
There has to be one somewhere.
There has to be what?
A radio.
A radio?
Yes.
The whole time we've been here, Sam's been muttering away, weaving the story of those worlds that we were living in. It all felt a little off, maybe because I can sense truth the way I can, but also maybe because, well, Sam, he doesn't really have much of a frame of reference for world building, does he?
Well, that sure is one way to put it.
Sam was trying to give us what they thought we wanted, I think. You and Indy, far away from problems, living a quiet life. Arlo and I in a world with no arcanism, where we could live together in peace. It seemed he was having trouble with Beth. Her reality was changing all the time, she said. And Oliver's world, it was a broken daydream, wasn't it? The thing that was supposed to be his lover, but wasn't.
So what?
So he was trying to do something good, but he completely messed it up.
Yeah, you can say that.
You're missing the point, Kitty. Gods, you really should spend more time with Rytidia.
Anna, have you properly lost your mind? I really don't know what you're talking about.
I knew there'd be one here somewhere. Let's see. What did you do that for?
I don't understand how it'll help.
Just think, to make those worlds, those dream places, Sam had to tell the story of what they were all the time. Even if the radios weren't tuned into channel, he was always telling the story.
always.
So what?
They were always connected.
Which means?
This place, in a lot of ways, is an arcanist paradise. Everyone lives in their own little bubble, not interacting with anyone else real, and where all the unknowns have tried to be accounted for. But you can't account for unknowns that you don't know about.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? Unknowns you don't know about? You've gone properly M about them.
No, I haven't. Some unknowns were aware of their existence. Say, if we plant a seed, we don't know if it will grow or not, but we know that it'll either grow or not grow. But there are so many other unknowns all the time we can't even anticipate. Like, say, you take an umbrella in case it might rain, but you couldn't ever build contingencies in for, oh, I don't know, a plague of locusts descending from the heavens. Because why would you be considering this possibility?
Someone should have been paying more attention to Exodus.
No, 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 you're missing the point. Oh, that's a bad example. The point is, there are unknowns you can plan for, and unknowns you can't. And the thing with Sam...
Sam lived inside and had no memories of his childhood.
So, there are a lot of unknowns most people would think to plan for that Sam just wouldn't think of because...
Because they never left the house.
Exactly.
Hang on a second. What's this got to do with the radio?
Connectivity. This place is an arcanist paradise, except it can't be for two reasons. Sam can't account for all of the unknowns, because that's impossible. They're uniquely badly suited to even giving that a go. And also because in order to make this place work, Sam needs to be connected to each reality.
And if Sam's connected to every bubble...
Every bubble is connected too. When Revel showed up and brought us all together, I heard the sound of radio channels skipping, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And when you and Indy used your fast travel thing before all this happened, it sounded like electrical static, didn't it?
I suppose it did, yeah.
Which means?
Which means whatever powers us has something to do with Spirit Box Radio.
Yes, and if Sam's still broadcasting...
The show is still airing.
And if the show is still airing...
Sam is still connected to us.
Right! So if we tune into a radio, maybe there's a way we can talk back.
Like through a spirit box.
Exactly.
Beth, what's wrong?
I can't go through there.
How do you know?
I can just feel it. Can't you?
Sort of, yeah. But I don't want to leave you behind.
It's okay. I think I'll be able to find my way back to the others. Spirit Box Radio is still connecting everything here. The forums must exist in some way too. I know my way around, even if things aren't exactly where I expect them to be. Like when they move all the stuff around in the supermarket.
Beth, you know you're a ghost, don't you?
Yeah.
And you know I'm going to end this, whatever it is. And you won't be like this anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And you're okay with that?
I mean, it's not like I'm dying, is it? I'm already dead.
I made it so you felt more alive.
Did you, though?
Sorry.
Look, it's okay. I don't mind being dead. Guess it sucks to not be alive in some ways, yeah, but being dead is fine. I'm a ghost. Let me be a ghost.
You're sure?
I kind of have to be, don't I?
What do you mean?
Loyal assistant, innit?
Oh, right.
Nah, don't look like that. It's all right. Isn't the point of what you're doing now that you can't fix everything?
I suppose.
That is the point, though. You can't fix everything. It's okay that people die. It's okay.
Doesn't feel very okay when it's you. I know you. I love you. You're one of my best friends.
I know, but isn't that what makes it special?
What is?
Well, you don't love people because you think it'll never end, do you? Even if you never break up, you know everyone dies eventually. Even the universe will die one day, but... You love people anyway. And that matters, doesn't it? It matters. Because we make it matter, Sam.
Yeah, I guess we do.
We'll all be ghosts and skeletons in the end. Everyone and everything. It's all going to be okay.
Yeah?
Now go. I'll find the others and explain what's going on.
Thank you.
No problem, loser. Now go.
Oh, faithful listeners, we're really in it now. What is this place? It's like a cave, I think. I recognise it. I've been here before. Somewhere like it. It's the Harbinger's place, which was connected to the Impossible House through the trapdoor. Kind of grey area connected. That makes sense, doesn't it? We're all made of the arcane. Oh my god. Bliss.
Oh, I wondered how long it would take you to find me.
Oh my god. I'm so happy to see you. What are you doing down here? Wait. How are you here? This is nothing. This is the space between the spaces between things. You can't be here.
I just am.
What's the last thing you remember?
I stepped onto that altar.
It's been a long time since that happened.
I figured. Don't worry though. Time passes differently than here.
It does, doesn't it?
You've lived 1,000 lifetimes since we last spoke, haven't you?
Maybe not quite 1,000 lifetimes. But yeah. I've done some things.
You ended the world?
Not really.
That's interesting.
Is it?
Yeah. The prophecy said you'd end the world, and you seem pretty intent on doing it once you found out.
But you were dead by then.
Not entirely dead. You never let me go. But stepping onto that altar meant I was sacrificing myself to the one who walks here and there. I'm dead in some ways, but in others, not.
I need to get you out of here.
You can't. There is no way out of this place. Not for me. I'm stuck in the middle.
Yeah. When I look at you in the arcane, you're on both sides of the line, but that's impossible.
You made it possible. Like you made this whole place possible. It's halfway between an end and carrying on, isn't it? That's what you've done here.
It's supposed to be a middle ground. It's supposed to be different.
You can't have a middle ground between stopping and carrying on, can you?
No, I guess not. Except that's you right now, isn't it? Stuck carrying on after you're supposed to stop.
Isn't that what all ghosts are?
Are you a ghost?
No, I'm not a ghost. But I'm not alive either. I'm something else.
I'm gonna find a way to get you out of here.
No, you're not.
What? Why?
I told you. I'm stuck in the middle of it. My threads, this place, it's all the same.
That's impossible. Let me just... This place isn't part of my arcane, is it? It's its own place, its own moment, within a moment. And everything is... It's tied to him. The man in the flat cap. You're really caught between us. In all the knots that bind me to him. That's what this is. This whole place is one giant knot in the thread.
One giant blood rose.
This is what he does, isn't it? When he claims someone. I've been thinking about it like he's literally eating their souls, but he's not, is he? Not really. It's like a spider wrapping them in his web, holding onto them, saving them. For what?
Well... What were you doing when you trapped all the faithful listeners in your dream world?
That's different.
Is it?
I hope so. It doesn't matter how far away I send him or how cut off I try to make him. Our threads are intertwined. I'll never be free of him.
I think I know what happened to me before I made my deal.
You do?
Only the outline of it, really. The shape of what it was. I can't remember the details, but I don't think that's what matters.
So what was it? What made you sell your soul the way you did?
Knowledge changes and shapes us. I think what I wanted more than anything was to never know, to never understand, so I never had to face what I had seen. Knowledge is power, but power doesn't come without consequences. That's why ignorance is bliss. If you don't know about it, it's not your responsibility.
That's why I can never make it feel right when I try to live the first episodes of the show again, isn't it? Because I always know how it really went now. Doesn't matter how hard I tried to imagine it going differently, it didn't. Madame Marie did awful things and I worshipped her because I just didn't know.
She deliberately made it so you wouldn't.
Arcanists.
Arcanists. But the problem is, to stay ignorant, You also need to be isolated. The more people you know, the more likely it is you'll learn something that will eat away at that carefully cultivated state of bliss you're living in. Ignorance can be violent about how it defends its borders.
You're telling me. You stabbed me.
I did, yes.
I miss you.
That's nice.
Is it?
Yes. To be missed is to be loved, in a way, isn't it?
I guess.
What are you going to do now?
Honestly, I don't know. I keep heading towards where I think the man in the flat cap is, but when I get there, it's always something else.
Well, that's not how you find him, is it?
What do you mean?
Seek but don't search.
You're right. I can't find him because I've been looking for him.
Exactly. And he comes for people who have given up on the chance that they'll ever get to him.
But I don't want to surrender. I don't want to give up.
I think you're looking at this the wrong way.
How should I look at it then?
I don't know, do I? Damn. I spent an undisclosed amount of time in weird cave purgatory, and suddenly I'm expected to be the font of all knowledge. I might not be the embodiment of ignorance anymore, but I'm still just a random person.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
I am right. Thank you.
I really have missed you.
I know. But do you think, when you tear this place down, you could miss me in a way that involves letting me out of the cave?
I can try.
Thanks. You're a good guy, Sam.
So are you, Bliss.
Yeah, well, it took a lot to get here. Thanks for missing me.
You're welcome.
Now get out of here.
Okay. Goodbye. There's nowhere else to go. The wall's solid. I can't get out. I can't go back. The fall is so long and dark. There's nowhere I can go. The only way is down. I can't stay here. Spirit Box Radio is a Hanging Source Studios podcast written, directed, edited and produced by Aaron Major. This episode starred Jesse Jeffrey as Kitty, Daisy Major as Beth, Becca Barton as Indy, Alex Piper Richardson as Anna, Reba Yeo as Arlo, Will Cummings as Oliver Berlin, Thais Grimberg as Bliss, and me, Aaron Major, as Sam Enfield. If you enjoy the show and want early access and bonus content, you can help us by supporting the show at patreon.com/Hanging Source Studios. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Tune in. Get spooky.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.